Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly journey backstage to the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along again on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from Midnight Sun Theater, a theater company that comes out in the summertime, although they may be coming out more during the year as that year comes up. But this summer, they're back. They're producing their latest show in cooperation with Anchorage Community Theater at the space that ACT owns off of Old Seward. And the play they're producing is a play called The Dock Brief, written by John Mortimer. And my guests today are Frank Delaney, who's playing Morgan Hall, the barrister. We'll talk about that more in the show. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We also have David Block, who is the director and founder of the theater. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you.
So The Dock Brief, I want to start out by saying one thing about Midnight Sun Theater that I think I mentioned every summer when I have you on here, is that you always pick up these really interesting shows that no one's ever never heard of, but are not often that done, but they seem to be, they work so well for your cast and your vision of your theater. How did you choose The Dock Brief as by way of asking you what the play is about?
Well, actually, this one's a kind of a different choice than our usual, just in the way it came about. I was visiting friends in California a couple of years ago, and my friend Frank Callison was in a play in Los Angeles and invited me to come watch it, and it was this play, The Dock Brief. And I saw it, and I just fell in love with the script. It was just a kind of a perfect little gem. And so I thought, you know, when the time is right, I'm going to do this show. And so this summer, the time was right. So that's how we picked it.
Well, terrific. The show is a two actor play with
Correct.
More than characters than that. So tell us a bit about what's the setup for this play.
Okay, so this play, The Dock Brief, it's a legal comedy set in London, and it's about a guy, Morgan Hall, a barrister, who's kind of down on his luck. He has not had a good case in maybe forever.
Yeah, possibly ever.
Yeah.
And Frank's playing the part of Morgan Hall.
Correct.
And we should mention that barrister is English for lawyer.
Exactly. Right.
Most people know that, but just in case there's somebody out there who doesn't know that.
Right. And, well, I'm sorry. In my research, something that I didn't know is a little different than our system here, because they have solicitors and then they have barristers. And the barristers are the ones who go and try the cases, and solicitors are the ones who bring the cases to the barrister. So if there's a problem, a lot of people will deal with the solicitor first, and then they take it to the barrister that they think will do well with it. And Morgan Hall has not had a lot of solicitors knocking down his door.
So, right. So this is a case that he gets. So tell us about this case.
Well, so this case, so Morgan Hall is essentially what we would call like a public defender. In this case, Mr. Fowl has committed murder. And
allegedly,
yes, yes.
Always the character.
Right. And Morgan Hall ends up as his defender. And we see early on in the play, Morgan Hall is gung-ho, ready to go, and Mr. Fowl kind of drops a bomb on him, which is, yeah, I did it. And
kind of spoils your fun, doesn't it?
I think that happens in the first minute of the play.
Yeah, it happens real fast. It's worth in the first five or six pages of the play that he admits his guilt and turns my world upside down, makes it a little more complicated.
So we have this situation where we have this barrister, Morgan Hall, who's chomping at the bit for a good case. He finally gets a good case from this guy who was allegedly, as you mentioned, killed his wife. And before he can even get his teeth into it, the Fowl admits that he did kill the wife. So where does the play go from there? How do you sustain this? I know it's a comedy, but where does it go?
So a big chunk of the play is Morgan Hall working with Fowl to figure out what the defense is. And one of the very first things that Morgan Hall does is convince Fowl that maybe he didn't kill his wife. And then they embark on, I'm going to call it shenanigans, because
that's
a fun word.
For it. Yeah.
Morgan Hall is the type of barrister, the type of lawyer that needs rehearsal before he goes in front of the court. And so he starts talking through what he's going to do and brings Fowl into it, and they work through the how they're going to try the case and defend it. And then in the second act, when everybody comes back, we find out exactly how well that went.
Right.
Which apparently, well, does it go well?
Well, yes and no. I'll leave it at that. I mean, we see through the first act, as Morgan Hall is rehearsing the play, he calls upon Fowl to be all the different witnesses, the judge, mm-hmm. and members of the jury, and so on and so forth. And then we get to the second act, which is after the trial, and we find out that things went typically Morgan Hall in the actual trial.
Is that a new term here?
Yeah.
Morgan Hawley. Right.
But maybe that's not all bad is what we find out. So you'll have to come and see the second act.
We will. And one thing about the promotional material for this play is that you've mentioned that this play was made into a film several years mm-hmm. ago. We often don't like to compare plays to films because they're two different mediums. But you just mentioned one of the actors who was in that film. And you, at least for me, I get an idea of what kind of play this is. That actor was Peter Sellers. And right. if you know Peter Sellers from not just the Pink Panther series, but all of his other films, mm-hmm. there's, when you mention Shenanigans and this rehearsal of all of these different characters, I can just see mayhem.
And there are some moments of mayhem. I think one of the things that both Dave and I love about this play is the way it's written. It's so well constructed. The jokes are. They hinge on the specificity of the words, which British comedy loves to do, but I think there's just the right amount of that kind of slapsticky humor that keeps it from being too much of a heady play. But there's definitely a lot of wonderful puns and wordplay and that kind of thing that Peter Sellers. I mean, that's one of the joys of watching Peter Sellers' work is he was good at both of those things. He could flip from the heady words of any play you want to mention and write into some kind of goofy little bit in the middle of the movie, and it works seamlessly and it makes sense for the. It doesn't take you out of the play or out of the world of the movie.
Right. For those just tuning in, we're not talking about a Peter Sellers play. We're talking about Midnight Sun Theater's production of The Dock Brief, written by John Mortimer, opening tonight, July the 7th, and running through the 29th, Fridays through Sundays, at ACT, Anchorage Community Theater, a co-production with that company. My guests, Frank Delaney and David Block, the director. Frank, you mentioned something just now that American audiences often are not that familiar with, especially because this play was written some time ago, which is that mm-hmm. English type of humor. Mm-hmm. So, Dave, how did you approach this with your actors? You've got two really good actors, Scott Cantrell and Frank Delaney. Did you approach this with some other way of doing it to get that kind of English flair?
First off, we stayed away from the movie. I don't think any of us have really watched it at
No,
all.
I plan to watch it afterward.
Right. And in fact, the movie is done in a very different manner with flashbacks because you can do that with a film you can't do on a live stage. So we really stuck with the script. And I kept telling the guys over and over again, it's the words. It's all about the words. And so that's what we focused on is we let John Mortimer tell us what to do. And we've spent a lot of time analyzing these words. There's a lot of English slang we've had to, research. But even things like... He's very sparing with stage directions, so there's a lot of things we had that he talks about that the text of the play talks about that has bearing on things like costuming, and mm-hmm. we've spent literally hours on Scott's costume trying to figure out exactly how it should be based on what the text is telling us, because there's not very much guidance in terms of stage direction or anything like that. Right. So I think we've really focused on that. I think that's been our touchstone is go back to the script and not try and bring a lot in ourselves. Let John mm-hmm. tell us.
And you can do more of that with a small cast, can't you, Frank?
Yeah.
I mean, working
mm-hmm.
just one other actor and a director, you have a lot more freedom to create and also to craft, don't you?
Yeah, that was one of the really interesting and fun parts of the process for me. And I'm one of those actors that loves the process, and I'll get into it. And I did a bunch of research, and there were, I watch a lot of British TV and stuff, and there were still some things that I had to look up, but I think we figured out how to make those things clear to an audience. But one of the things that was really nice, this is my first time working with Scott.
Scott Cantrell.
Scott Cantrell. Yeah. And because it is so heavily relies on the words, we don't have to worry about coming up with bits and stuff outside of that. Mm-hmm. We're just dealing with the words and reacting off of each other. And so it's a little bit different every night. And it's not one of those plays where we are rigidly locked into specific timing for a whole bunch of bits and that type of thing. It's not that kind of comedy. But because I think at the heart of it, this story is about the relationship between these two guys and I think the friendship that develops between these two very disparate class people, and they seem very different. And then as we get going, we find a lot of similarities. And so I think Scott and I play real well together. One night I'll make a different choice and he goes with it. And then so we've gotten almost no blocking notes, for example, which is very odd in a play like this, because anytime one of us does something, the other counters, and we play like that. So I think that's going to be real fun for the audience to watch us play. It's grown very organic on top of the words.
That's the fun part about doing a two-person play, I think, because you know you really do play off the other person with the director. Mm-hmm. Sort of helping you, giving you some feedback.
Yeah, it's certainly much easier than in a 14-person play.
Exactly. And, you know, this is not a Agatha Christie-type big play where you've got people running around and things.
Right.
John Mortimer, the playwright, was also a barrister.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I imagine some of the language from the play kind of comes from his background. Mm-hmm. But he's also famous for something else, a famous character that he's created. Frank, or David, tell me about that character.
So John Mortimer is... I think his probably biggest character is Horace Rumpole from Rumpole of the Bailey, which was written originally as a play and then became a TV series on BBC and went on and on and on. I don't know how many episodes there are, but like a billion or something like that.
Yeah, they do their seasons differently, but I think it had at least 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. I forget the exact number, but it's you can think of it. It's more like it's kind of like British Matlock SVU mashup is my understanding of it a little bit, but kind of comedy.
Yeah, still, Rumpole is very bombastic and so on. And you know, Mortimer is, I've since found out, he's kind of the most famous British playwright you've never heard of. So he's done a lot of plays, films, scripts, and so on. But the actors that he's tied himself to have been pretty phenomenal. Olivier, Peter Sellers, as you mentioned, Richard Attenborough. Yeah. And they've come to him over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see some good writing and some good acting.
Well, it's always nice to get a play by a great playwright you never heard of. You're not hearing the same old lines, the same type of play over and over again. So, well, this sounds like a really interesting challenge for our actors but fun, and it sounds like a terrific show. So I want to thank my guests, David Block, who's the founder of Midnight Sun Theater and also director of this show. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, Frank Delaney, who is playing the part of Morgan Hall, the hapless barrister. And break a leg, Scott Cantrell, who couldn't be with us today, the other third of this company.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, that's it for the Stage Talk for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.